Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Happy Thursday to you. It is Thursday. You know what that means. It's Thursday Night Football. We got a game going on right now. The Raiders lead the Broncos 7-0. They just got underway in the second quarter. There's still plenty of time. Okay, look, Ashton Jeanty ran in for like a 4-yard touchdown. And all things considered, that might be the only score that the Raiders have. We'll see. It's early in the game. We'll see how things move ahead. Hey, we've had a great show as well. Thank you to everybody who's joined us, listened to us. We get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Great conversation. Mike Chappelle joined us from Fox 59. He came on through to talk to us about the Indianapolis Colts and all, well, the trade that they made, not all the trades, but the trade they made for Sauce Gardner. Okay, we just had a great chat last hour. Thank you to Hannah Van Bibber for joining us. Senior editor, covers all things sports betting for The Athletic. There's so many changes going on in the world of sports. We just even heard Dana White. He's like, yeah, we had to cut one of our fighters. This guy may go to prison for throwing a fight. It's a tough, tough world. Okay, we'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker. If you have one, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Talked about Kyler Murray going on injured reserve. Is it injured reserve or is he benched? We talked about LeBron James. He is benched with sciatica. Charles Barkley says, he's just old. It's just what it is. Ja Morant is benched. Well, not really, but he may be moving on another bench, not the Grizzlies bench. And so we've had a busy show. Lots of stuff going on. And then we even got this word about Antonio Brown. You know, I don't even want to call it an ongoing joke. We have done a lot of chatting about once a month about Antonio Brown. You know, he was charged with attempted murder following some celebrity boxing match down in Miami, Florida. This was months ago that this took place, earlier this year. Botcher, that had to have maybe even been last winter, right?
Oh, I think it was in March, April, one of the two.
So it was early. And so this was months ago. And there was a report that Antonio Brown just fled, wasn't in the country. They put a warrant out for his arrest. And that he was in Dubai. So he's been hanging out in Dubai. I don't know which rich, wealthy guy just had him up in his house, just going, oh my God, I got, you know, Antonio Brown hanging out with my crib. We haven't seen Antonio Brown. We haven't heard anything from him. He's been relatively quiet. I guess that's the case when you're running from the law. Not anymore. Listen to this news clip from CBS Miami.
Also breaking tonight, former NFL star Antonio Brown is now in custody and being extradited to Miami. That's according to our news partners at the Miami Herald. Brown was reportedly arrested in Dubai in connection with a shooting that happened outside a South Florida boxing event earlier this year. In a social media post the day after the incident, Brown said he was, quote, jumped by multiple individuals who tried to steal his jewelry and cause physical harm to him. Video showed him appearing to hold a gun, and seconds later, gunshots were heard. The 37-year-old is wanted on an attempted murder charge.
Wow. Whoa. And we don't know. He may be in, and I'm not a lawyer. Who am I to say? He might be in more trouble for being gone. They might have less leniency against him because he was gone and didn't cooperate. And so apparently he went from Dubai, they flew him to New Jersey, and then he's ultimately going to be sent down to Miami where the crime took place. So obviously the feds were just like, Dubai, you got to hand this guy over, and they did. Okay, this arrest warrant is from May 16th. Wow, Botched feels like so much longer than that, right? May?
May? That's actually pretty... Well, it's still a long time to find someone and arrest them, 6 months, but it feels a lot longer than that.
Yeah, it feels. I asked whether or not it was a year. And so after this celebrity boxing incident where he shot, or allegedly he shot at a guy, he was saying he was being robbed. He said he pulled the guy's gun and tried to shoot him out of self-defense. So we'll find out. Police initially detained Brown after gunshots were fired. Brown was seen fighting with several people on a video posted to social media. Gunshots could clearly be heard. People were running. Yes, absolutely. Police released Antonio Brown after a few hours, and he posted an explanation saying that he was jumped. They tried to take my jewelry. I went home that night, was not arrested. I'll be talking to my legal counsel and attorneys. A warrant for Brown's arrest was issued on June 11th. So that's basically a month later. They issued a warrant for his arrest. And, wow. Yeah, well, a second, it was not immediately known when he returned to Miami. Second-degree attempted murder charge carries a maximum 15-year prison sentence, up to $10,000 in fines. Oof. Man, Botcher, I can't even say that. You know, for years and years and years, I hope that Antonio Brown would not harm himself, cause harm to someone else. And it seemed like this was the path that he was on. And for all I know, you know, he may go through the system and he could be free. But the fact that he went to Dubai, and I don't know. He's had so many legal issues over the years, whether it's with his family members, a mother of his kids, strangers, truck drivers. He's had so many issues that I don't know if this one is now going to take the cake, but his track record doesn't show him as being someone where, you know, I've been charged with something that I did not do. Let me just leave the country and not come home. That just, this is bad for him, and it's not surprising, unfortunately.
Yeah, traditionally speaking, I would say, if you just follow the legal process, turned yourself in, knowing very well that it was self-defense and you were getting jumped, I think I would cooperate with the authorities. But the fact he went away for 6 months in Dubai, I guess you can try to make the case that he was hiding, but you can't say you're on a six-month vacation, especially with the debt he has. It's just, why leave the country if you're not guilty? That's the question.
Yeah, I'd be screaming, hey, they tried to rob me. I shot them in self-defense. I'd be screaming out from the mountaintops. I wouldn't be, to your point, what am I hanging out in Dubai for? You know, I'm pretty sure there are plenty of other legal issues that have taken place as a result of him being gone. So it just seems like he is just, unfortunately, so deep into a hole that I guess he thought hanging out in Dubai with some rich guy was going to... help his issues. Or maybe it was a rich woman. What do I know? All I know is that he has been extradited. Antonio Brown is back in the United States of America. And for a guy who had Hall of Fame talent, whatever issues followed him into the NFL, coming out of college, not highly heralded. He hit the jackpot with the Steelers and just kind of burned a bridge everywhere he went. Now his life apparently is deteriorating. And then also we had a horrific story. Speaking of life, we heard that there's a life lost. We just saw him score a touchdown, first defensive touchdown, first touchdown of his career, only 2 years. Marshawn Nealand passing away late last night, early this morning. We don't know exactly when, from the Dallas Cowboys. He was just on the field, had a punt blocked, and he landed on it, scored a touchdown. And just a few days later, he's gone. It's just, it's crazy. Listen to this report that came down from ABC News earlier today.
We have breaking news right now. Texas officials say they're investigating the death of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealand as a suicide. Nealand was a second-round draft pick and just scored a touchdown off a blocked punt on Monday night. Now troopers say Nealand shot himself after refusing to stop for a traffic violation. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on that story for us. Andrew, what are they saying happened here?
Well, the details here are heartbreaking. Frisco Police Department telling ABC News that around 10:30 p.m. last night, they attempted to pull over a vehicle for what they describe as a traffic violation. They say the driver refused to stop, so a police pursuit ensued. They then lost the vehicle, so they gave up the chase and later located the vehicle involved in a crash. They searched the area of the crash, and that's where they found Marshawn Nealand dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to investigators.
Yeah, we know TMZ gets involved in everything. TMZ has an entire report out currently about how just, well, apparently his girlfriend called the authorities and kind of let them know, hey, my boyfriend is outside. He's saying that he's going to end things, and he went on a high-speed chase, and apparently he's taken his life. So all the best to his family. You know, these public situations, there are plenty of people not in the public eye who hurt with situations like this. So my condolences to everybody dealing with, interacting, and have interacted, family, friends, everybody, of Marshawn Nealand. So we just saw him score that touchdown on Monday. So it's crazy how fast things can kind of flip. And then we even heard from Matt Rhule. Yeah, Coach of Nebraska doesn't have anything specific to do with this situation, but he had some great points earlier today about just how we need to treat each other.
None of us know what people are going through. That's why I think we all should be careful about what we say to people. I think we should be careful what we tweet about people. I think we should be cognizant of what everyone's going through. And I told our players they should take their headphones off in the cafeteria and sit down with someone and be like, how you doing, man? What's going on with you? Because somebody that we're talking to, that we're saying, what's wrong with that guy? Man, that guy's messed up. Instead of saying what's wrong with him, we should all say, I wonder what happened to him, because everyone's suffering. And I will forever the rest of my life think about the time that I saw Adrian Robinson right before he took his own life. And I saw him on campus. I was walking this way, and he was way over there. And I was like, I need to catch up with Adrian, because he had got done playing. And a week later, he left this world. And a month later, I was given the eulogy. And I just wish in my life I could go back and just stop and say, hey, how you doing? I would encourage everybody today, with your own kids or the people you work with, just check on them. Because, you know, that young man scored a touchdown just a couple days ago. And on the outside world, you'd think he's at the pinnacle, but he's dealing with something. And I don't know what it was, but I pray for him and his family.
Yeah, shout outs to Matt Rhule for making that statement. That was widely distributed. So we wanted to make sure that you were able to hear that as well. I mean, we got the game on in the studio right now, watching the Denver Broncos out here to try to put some points on the board against the Raiders. And sometimes you can forget, watching these dudes behind the masks or watching them through screens, the phone, the television, your tablet, what have you. You know, they're human beings too. And yeah, they may be making a lot of money. You know, Marshawn Nealand is not one of these superstars in the league, but he still has a nice check that was coming in. And just things can just all of a sudden blink. This will change in the blink of an eye. So condolences to his family. Speaking of this Thursday night football game, we do have the Raiders. They're still up 7-0 against these Broncos. There's a lot here. And who knows how this game, you know, ends. We certainly looked at this one and said, okay, Broncos have a great defense. Broncos on a 6-7 game winning streak right now. A 6-game winning streak. You would think that they would just win, and it's still early, but the Raiders are looking good right now. 7-0 about halfway through the second quarter right now. Botch, I know what it looks like. It's the second quarter. I ain't changing my mind.
Yeah, and also they just showed a stat where it was the Broncos have only scored first once this year, which is kind of crazy considering the fact that they're 7-2.
Yep.
That's just wild to see how resilient you could call them, and just they fight from behind.
Yeah, you got to come from behind. No bigger come-from-behind victory than what we saw against the New York Giants, where they were down, what, 32-0 and came back to beat them schmucks 33-32. So you never know how these things are going to roll. Look, this could be the entire score for the first half. I ain't changing my mind. It could be Raiders 7, Broncos nothing at the half. I'm not. We just had a whole conversation with the Hannah Van Bibber about betting. I will still bet that the Broncos win this game. There's still plenty. The fans in the stands right now just look confused as to what's going on. And so does Sean Payton. And he's not cursing and yelling at anybody right now. So I guess that's a good thing as well. Fans just look ticked off in Denver. Like, I paid all this money to sit out here and be cold for this? Yeah, we'll see. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, we have so much to get into. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But you know what? Speaking of the Broncos, we know they play in Denver. You don't got to go too far. You drive out to Boulder. Deion Sanders isn't necessarily having the best of years. And then he's even told one of his coordinators who used to coach in the NFL, well, you no longer are calling the plays here. We're going to talk some college football on the other side of the break as Deion told Pat Shurmur, you ain't doing this anymore. And then the Padres, they got a new manager, something that he's never done before. Manage. We'll talk some coaching on the other side of the break. If you want to call up and talk to North America, you can hit me up, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Whether you agree, you disagree, I appreciate you being here. We like that. Okay, you ain't here, there ain't no show. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Botcher, I blinked, and what happened? The Broncos just gave the ball up, and now they got the... Did Geno do what I thought he did?
No, Geno just got sacked quite a bit just because of... it seemed like a misprotection by Raheem Mostert, that's what happened.
Oh, good. I was like, man, what did I... I know the man didn't throw an interception. I would have saw that out there. And Geno Smith trying to... do some things. Maybe this is going to be one of them ugly games. Whatever the case might be, the Las Vegas Raiders lead the Broncos right now 7-0. The Broncos are trying to march towards their end zone and try to put some points up on the board. So they might have a score up here before we know it. 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talked about another team close by out in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. Well, it's the Colorado Buffaloes. We have seen them get their asses beat from sun up to sun down. They're losing to Arizona. They're losing to Utah. they're getting smoked all over the place. Okay, they just lost to Arizona 52-17. Before that, we saw them lose to Utah 53-7. And now Deion Sanders is having to answer questions about what the heck is going on with the Buffaloes. What's going on with the offense? Who's the quarterback? How long are you going to be coaching here? Are you going to leave? And then we get the report from Deion Sanders that Pat Shurmur, who used to coach the New York Giants, offensive coordinator in the NFL for a long time, he was the offensive coordinator for the Buffaloes. This is not his job anymore. Deion Sanders, yesterday, he was asked about changing things up on the coaching staff, and he pretty much said, I may have changed things and you didn't know it already.
I might already change it and you don't know. I don't do stuff and blow the whistles in and make major announcements. Hey, I don't do that kind of stuff. I do it, and I let you guys still take shots. You don't even know you may be shooting at the wrong target. So some things take place that you may not be privy to.
At what point would they be changes that we do notice, though?
That's up to you to notice them. They may have already happened.
Okay. Well, it is why this just go home at this point, man. Go home and take care of your health and your well-being. I know the money is nice in Colorado. They got a 3-6 record. The wheels have fallen off. They don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be. We just talked about, you know, how they've been embarrassed over the past several weeks. Apparently, Pat Shurmur lost his job as offensive coordinator. They moved him to quarterbacks coach after they got smacked by Utah, 53-7. Well, what about the defense? You know, what about that? I don't know. Pat Shurmur has something to do with them, you know, giving up 53? And then apparently the new offensive coordinator was placed in front of Arizona, 52-17, and they still got smoked. So, I mean, where's the issue? I mean, week to week, you're giving up 52 and 53 points, but it's Pat Shurmur's fault? Well, Pat Shurmur's just going to be like, man, I'll be back in the NFL next year, or I'll just be out here retiring. Unfortunately for the Colorado Buffaloes, their season's coming to an end. They got West Virginia, Arizona State, and then they take on Kansas State to finish up the season. There's nothing to look forward to here when it comes to the Colorado Buffaloes. I mean, if they should be so lucky, they finish the season 6-6. And that, even that is not all that impressive. Speaking of impressive, it didn't take long. The game is now tied up in Denver, 7-7. As Bo Nix, who did he throw the touchdown to? Who ended up with the touchdown? Dan Botcher, they always tell you right out the gate who did it.
Yeah, I am so far behind right now. I am only at second and goal. And this is like in 360p, so I can't really see. That is
Franklin.
Troy Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin comes down with the touchdown. Get a little bit of an extra point and boom. You know, we'll have a game that's all tied up at 7-7. So at least we got one team in Colorado that's moving well, or at least in the metropolitan, not the metropolitan, at least the metropolitan area. There we go. Extra point is good. Raiders, Broncos now tied at 7 apiece as we got Nix to Franklin with the touchdown. The Raiders are going to have an opportunity to answer back. There's 2 minutes and 41 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. Raiders are going to get the kick, and they're going to hope that Geno Smith can drive them down the field to put some additional points up. So we'll see what happens there. Broncos looking good. Buffalo's looking like garbage. Botcher, I think Deion has one more year max.
I think he finishes out the year, and then he's done. I don't think anybody in their right mind would criticize him. You basically brought relevance to Colorado for 3 years. And then, you know, things change. Health-wise, yes. Talent-wise, yes. And then it seems that he should care about his health more than the team at this point. And I don't think they should complain, because maybe someone who replaced Deion will be a bigger name compared to what they've had in the past.
They're going to bring on a coach, what, because Deion set the table for somebody else to come in and take over?
Yeah, so they saw that potentially if they get the right foundation, they can have a powerhouse in Colorado or potentially make the playoff. It's just, Is it going to be Deion? Probably not, but I wouldn't be surprised if a coach comes in there and says, hey, I can do what Deion did, but a little bit better.
All right. Let's see. I mean, whoever comes or follows Deion, and I know this sounds crazy because what have they won? What have they done? They've been okay. They've gotten better, but they were in the toilet, so they had no choice but to be relatively better. But it's not like they ended up climbing the world rankings into being a legitimate playoff contender. I remember, you know, even thinking about the Big 12 or Pac-12. There's been so many changes from even when he took over. Have they made a big enough imprint? I think whenever he leaves, I think it's more likely that they hit the toilet as opposed to hit the jackpot with a new coach who builds upon stability. I don't think so.
Yeah, it all depends on the coach. I think it depends how much they're paying, one, of course, and two, it just sometimes college programs change the direction. We're like, hey, we gave it a chance. Let's just try to fund other sports maybe at our school other than football. So I think it's up to Colorado. If they really want to be competitive for the future, I'd say why not go for a bigger name coach too.
You can go for one. I don't know if they're going to get it. We'll see. And speaking of coaches, Deion Sanders, I think everybody reasonably goes, hey, you've had health issues. Your family is gone. Are you going to stick around in Colorado? Or are you going to say it's time for me to go? How about this? Listen to this one. The San Diego Padres just hired a new manager. They hired a manager who pitched in Major League Baseball, but has absolutely no experience on the bench, coaching, managing. Bacha, has he swept the dugout floor?
Yes, time to time. But he's also been, the thing with this hire with Craig Stammen, he's been an advisor to AJ Preller for a couple years now. So they basically just wanted to have an extension of Preller as the manager.
He put his friend downstairs. Look, AJ Preller has shot his shot over and over and over again every single year. Ridiculously aggressive when it comes down to acquiring talent. And so you acquire all this talent. You never get over the hump. You have all this trouble. And so what do you do now? You hire a guy who has none. Stammen is 41 years old. He was a reliever. He was a pitcher half the time, a reliever half the time with the Padres. And so now they're just sitting him on the bench. It's not like, I can't even say it's like the Dodgers job, where a lot of times Dave Roberts stands around and just goes, well, if I make this decision, I hope it doesn't backfire because people are going to make fun of me. Like, this guy actually has to try to go out there and beat the Dodgers. Man, I don't know about this. J.P. Morosi, who covers all things baseball, MLB TV, MLB Network, what have you, this is what he had to say about this.
The way in which we are seeing teams view the managerial role, those decades of running games in the dugout as a manager, it's no longer a main prerequisite for the major league managerial role. That is, I think, a trend across the game when you think about other decisions that have happened. Here, in the case of the Padres with Stammen, I was told and checked in with some people in the organization today right after the announcement of the hiring, they love his communication skills. They love his familiarity with the organization. Of course, it was just now basically three seasons ago, he was still an active player in this organization as recently as 2022.
Yeah. Well, look, it's the Padres. They always seem to be good, or they're on the ascent, and then their star player crashes a bike. Or Botch, what do you crash?
Oh,
a four-wheeler?
Was that Bumgarner? Or?
No, Tatis.
He crashed something. He also got the steroids, a lot of things.
Yeah, the ring. He said it was ringworm, right?
Yeah, ringworm.
That's why he had the drugs, because of ringworm.
Yes, the ointment, the steroid cream.
Yeah. He was getting dirty haircuts. Okay. All right, I mean, look. I don't know. Marco Belletti, how much money does it cost to get a clean haircut?
Apparently a lot. How much did he lose on that suspension?
Oh, my God. Yeah, a few million, huh?
That's not bad.
Oh, yeah, he paid a lot for that haircut.
Better look tidy after that.
Yeah, he paid a hell of a lot for a haircut there. That's all. Well, I'm going in a different direction. You see, these are the conversations I don't have on air. Kind of, sort of. Mm. Shannon Sharp, what did he pay that woman? 50 mil for a settlement?
Reportedly, yeah, I believe that was the number.
Now that's a lot of money. Come on, man. Come on.
It's a lot of money, yes. Yes, it is.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, it is. That's a lot of money.
I don't know if anything is worth that much money, but
very, very little is worth that much money.
He had to pay it, okay.
Reportedly, yes. That's what he yes.
Wow. And then he cost himself that production deal with ESPN as well.
I'm sure that cost a lot of money as well, probably more. I think his shows have also kind of taken a hit. So,
yeah.
A lot of money.
But Marco, a lot of these things come with a price, but sometimes these things happen for free. He paid more than, I'm trying to think, and it's not even worth me thinking like modern history, right? But he'd be up there, right?
I don't know per se, but I would think yes. I would say that's up there. I would say that's up there. Yeah.
50. Let's just say 50 to 100.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, man.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's not worth that money.
It's just not.
I mean, we could dance around this. It's just not.
Well, he paid it. And then you also have the embarrassment that comes with it. But what can you do?
I think I'd rather have the money. I think the embarrassment I can handle. I think it's the money. I think it's the money.
He's missing both.
I think it's the money that keeps him up at night. I don't think it's the embarrassment. Just a hunch.
I'd agree. And then the whole world knows that he had to pay for it. So anyway, we've talked about this, and Marco, I know you have to deliver the news with us momentarily. Antonio Brown, like they had to drag him back to America.
Mumbai, like what was he?
Dubai.
Dubai. Is that what I was gonna say? Is he in Inception? What the hell's going on? Like Antonio Brown's like just all over the world doing whatever the hell he wants, even though there's an arrest warrant for an attempted murder charge. Like what's going on?
Let me hide. He sounds like, I don't know. Wasn't Wesley Snipes in a movie like this?
Oh, I'm sure it was a few. No.
What is it? The Feud? No, not The Feud. That was Harrison Ford in The Feud.
He was in the second one, though. What was it? U.S. Marshals?
Yes.
Right?
That's why I thought about it.
There you go.
Yeah. Like,
but he was innocent, though, right?
I think
it was Wesley. I mean, I think he was innocent.
I haven't seen that movie since it came out.
When you go back, not only is Wesley Snipes in it and Tommy Lee Jones reprising his role from The Fugitive, where he won, I think, a Best Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr. is in that movie.
Doing what?
I don't know. He's in it, though. I think he's the bad guy, I think. I don't know. I don't want to spoil if somebody hasn't seen the movie from 1995, but I think he's the bad guy, but I'm pretty sure he's in that movie.
Wow. I'm going to have to go ahead and check that out, man.
Well, no, you don't. I don't think it was that good.
Oh. Well, it's not a good movie. It's actually very, very sad, everything with Antonio Brown. It's sad. Are they going to throw him in federal prison, maybe? Possibly? I don't know.
I would imagine no. But, I mean, like, who the hell knows? And he's his own worst enemy, so he's probably going to do something that makes it worse. I mean, him fleeing and running around, I don't think it makes it any better. I don't think they don't like it when they got to chase you. I'm sure that bothers them. So, I don't know.
And then they cooperate. Dubai said, you sure, take him back.
Again, when you've got extradition with other countries and they're kind of like, yeah, no, take this guy. Like, that's a lot of red tape. When you talk about money and embarrassment.
You're pissing people off.
Yeah.
You're pissing the feds off. Yeah.
When you got guys working harder than they want to work, they're not going to make you pay for that. They get annoyed.
I got to call the government in Dubai. The Dubai government don't want to work with me. And then I got to beg them to put you in handcuffs and put you on a plane and send you back. You're ticking people off, bro.
That's like the regular guy. That's what we're pissed off that you got our order wrong and we got to call the place and get the food re-delivered. Now we're angry.
He could have got on a plane from Dubai to New York. He could have flown Emirates. He could have sat upstairs and flown business class, first class, could have sat at the bar. Instead, he comes back in handcuffs. I'm sure that his flight back from Dubai, which is,
how long is that flight?
17, about 14. I've done it. About 16 hours. About 16, 17 hours.
Damn.
I'm sure that wasn't a nice flight back.
You think I'm pretty sure the jump?
The what?
You think he got him a drink, or did they give him the headphones for the
movie? The U.S. Marshal who sat next to him on the flight in handcuffs, you think he got him a drink?
I don't know. Headphones for the movie? No? 16 hours. Damn.
That's a rough flight back, man.
Something to read?
You think he read? I had a follow-up for that. I'm going to leave that one alone.
I'll mess that up.
I'm not going to do that one either. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, but it was inferred, Markability, so not necessary. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, but to learn and know what's going on now in the world of sports, here he is with a newsflash. You just heard him, Markability.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
You're welcome. Absolutely. We appreciate you for being here. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, Broncos just got intercepted in trying to move things forward. And so here we are at halftime between the Broncos and Raiders, and it's a low-scoring game, 7-7, Las Vegas and Denver tied up in Colorado. You know what? But it is the end of the show. Do you know what that means? At the end of every show, that means we go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. So let's do it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
November 6th, 2025 is the year, that is the day, but if we go back to November 6th, 1974, Mike Marshall is the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award, and he did it for the Dodgers. Okay, let's listen to Mike Marshall talk about his career from Stevens Baseball Archives.
I had a career that I never thought was possible. I mean, really, I had a bad back. That's why I had to quit playing shortstop. I didn't think there was a chance I would ever be a major league pitcher. I only went to pitching because I wanted to finish my master's degree and I was going to be a high school football, basketball, and baseball coach. And it worked out well because of the research and all that worked. I had a career that was incredible. I pitched 106 games, 208 closing innings. I finished in the top seven five times. That was back before they even considered relief pitchers. As part of Cy Young, and for a little bit of prejudice, I don't think that you should be considered for the Cy Young unless you pitch the minimum number of innings to be considered for the earned run title. And there's only one relief pitcher who's ever done that, and I did it twice.
Now listen, he's throwing those. Oh, that's a great talking. Shout out to Mike Marshall. Hey, November 6, 1981, Larry Holmes. He knocked out Ronaldo Snipes in the 11th to keep his world heavyweight title. He did this in Pittsburgh, PA.
I don't care how bad he looked against Coach Sia. He's in deep trouble again, but Snipes doesn't go down. Holmes trying to load up and measure him. Again, the right. And now, Rudy Ortega steps in and stops the contest. And Snipes is saying no, no, no. And the fans are booing. 11th round TKO with 1:54 to go unofficially in the round. A succession of rights, and it's easy for the fans to boo.
Yeah, fans, people like to boo. We heard that. Miles Turner knows about people booing. Anyway, November 6th. Hey, 1993, Evander Holyfield. He got the WBA, the IBF heavyweight championships. He got him back from Riddick Bowe. You might recall, this is when that dude in the parachute ended up in the ring at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The fight was stopped for 21 minutes. That was nuts. I remember that. That guy, that parachute guy, was all over the place at that time. Evander Holyfield, he became the fourth man to become heavyweight champion at least twice. This is what Evander Holyfield had to say about fight number one and fight number two. He won it back.
First of all, you know, I'd like to thank God for giving me the courage and give me an opportunity to retract the mistake that I made in the first fight. And the difference is that a boxer smarter to fight. You know, it took some time for me to slug with him just to get the respect. Then, you know, I was able to move some. And I still had trouble with the fast jab he had, but still I was able to counter some of the jab that hit him with right hand to isolate his right hand.
Yeah, shout-outs to Evander Holyfield, Atlanta legend. He got a statue downtown outside the arena. Shout-outs to Evander, a nice guy. November 6th, this is not good for people in Cleveland. Yeah, Art Modell says, I'm out of here. We're moving to Browns. We're going to Baltimore. Yeah, man, the Browns ain't come back until 1999. Now listen to this story from CNN.
This has been a very, very tough road for my family and for me. I leave Cleveland, Ohio, 35 years, and leave my heart, a good part of my heart and soul there. I can never forget the kindness of the people of Cleveland, the fans that supported the Browns for years. But frankly, it came down to a simple proposition. I had no choice.
No, I had no choice. That's what the rich guys do. I had no choice. What a liar, full of crap. Anyway, never mind before I get going. November 6th, at least the Browns are back, right? Haven't been all that good over the past 25 years. Anyway, November 6th, let's go back in time some more. What year are we going to? 2010, Michigan. It wins the highest scoring game in its 131-year history at that time by stopping a two-point conversion attempt in the third overtime. And they beat Illinois 67-65. I remember this game. I did not watch it live. I would have passed out trying to keep up. Listen to Rich Rodriguez, who was coaching Michigan at the time, talk about the team winning this one and becoming bowl eligible.
We talked about it and thought about it. And we talked about it last night that, you know, you got to get to 6 to be bowl eligible. And then every win after that, you know, elevates your bowl status, so to speak. And our guys realized that. I mean, particularly our seniors. But that was important for us, and then it's important for us now to understand that every game after this is even more important. Yeah, but it was good just to get that good feeling. It's been a month or more since we've had that good feeling in the locker room.
Yeah, it was such a good feeling. He eventually ended up going to Arizona, and then I can't believe this, now he's back at West Virginia. What goes around comes around. I can't believe that they let him back, but he is. Anyway, there's a few things that took place this day in sports history. What a busy day this was. Busy, busy, busy day. Thursday Night Football is continuing on. We're minutes away from halftime. The Raiders have 7. The Broncos have 7 in Colorado. And so we'll be able to have a chat about this game tomorrow. We've had plenty of chats. Thank you so much to Hannah Van Bibber for joining us. Covers all things Spets betting and gambling for The Athletic. Thank you as well to Mike Chappelle for joining us from Fox 59. In Indianapolis to come through and have a chat with us about the Colts. If you've missed a minute or second of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online. I exist on Twitter and Instagram and X and all of the things. I am at JR Sport Brief. Okay, at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Hey, Botcher, thank you for a great show and a great night, okay?
Thank you for a great show.
Ain't no doubt about it. Hey, if you're not here, there is no show. So we appreciate you for listening. Please, wherever you are, be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool, be all of the great things. Don't move, don't leave here on the Infinity Sports Network because we might be done. But Bart Winkler is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.